This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Bush administration is preparing to release a controversial plan to regulate mercury emissions from power plants. A draft of the plan, developed by the Environmental Protection Agency and the White House Office of Management and Budget, would allow power plants to buy and sell the right to emit mercury, a potent neurotoxin. Spokesmen for the power plants say that's the most efficient way to reduce emissions, but environmentalists say the plan is a threat to public health. NPR's John Nielsen reports.
Electric power plants in this country pump roughly 48 tons of toxic mercury into the air every year. Ed Krennick, a former EPA official who now works with the electric power industry, says that's clearly too much. But Krennick also thinks there's an easy way to bring those numbers down. All you have to do is give each plant a limited number of mercury emissions credits that they can sell if they cut emissions and buy from other plants if their emissions don't go down. That's the approach that led to drastic cuts in emissions of sulfur dioxide, a principal ingredient in acid rain.
Because it's worked and it's been effective, there's been no enforcement actions brought. It takes a handful of people to run, and you have 100% compliance. Why not try that type of a program out for other pollutants?
Like mercury. The Bush administration embraces this approach in a long-awaited mercury reduction proposal to be released on or near December 15th. Dallas Bertraw, an emissions trading specialist at the nonprofit Resources for the Future, says it's an approach that tends to bring reductions in quickly and relatively inexpensively.
That leaves something left over that can go back to firms or can be returned to consumers or possibly be used to achieve even greater environmental goals.
But Bertraw also says the new mercury plan is a public health gamble. This is true in part because mercury is far more toxic than sulfur dioxide, especially when the person exposed is a pregnant woman or a child. Bertraw adds that the worst kinds of mercury don't tend to drift away like SO2 does.
The form of mercury that is most toxic tends to precipitate out of the atmosphere within relatively close proximity to the source, say on the scale of dozens of miles, but not hundreds of miles away from a source like a power plant.
That's why Bill Clinton's EPA banned mercury trading, declaring it a toxin too dangerous to buy or sell. That ruling seemed to set the table for restrictions that would have forced more than 1,000 power plants to put expensive new scrubbers on their smokestacks all at once. Jeremy Simmons of the National Wildlife Federation says that approach treated mercury as a toxic substance that required maximum control. The EPA's own studies show that the approach would have cut mercury emissions by as much as 90%.
That's what EPA was going to do. With this change, instead, they're letting industry hold the pen and decide really, well, what they're actually willing to step forward with.
The Bush administration plan won't get near a 90% reduction. According to the draft document, it would cap mercury emissions from power plants at 34 tons a year, a 30% reduction, and it wouldn't take effect until 2018. Since the Clinton administration never finished writing their version of the mercury reduction rules, the Bush plan can't be called a rollback. But in Simmons' view, it gives the lie to the president's vow to support the intent of the Federal Clean Air Act.
This in no way supports the Clean Air Act. This is a dream come true for energy companies and a nightmare for children's health.
Spokesmen for the power plants say they heard the same complaints in 1994 when the acid rain trading plan was launched. Nowadays, they say, everybody claims to be the one who thought that one up. EPA officials chose not to comment on the new draft proposal except to confirm that the plan would probably involve a trading program. The new EPA administrator, Mike Leavitt, was speaking to employees at the agency for the first time Tuesday. He said the plan would be released soon. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.